Bonus episode with Jason Mantzoukas, Lennon Parham, and Jessica St. Clair.
Welcome to Improv for Humans with Tablina Chakraborty. No, it's me, Matt Besser. Guys, this is the bonus cut. Please enjoy.
Here is your one-word suggestion from Twitter.
All right, we got a lot of suggestions here. They're popping into the Twitter line. Forgot my glasses today. Okay, I see...
Do you need my help, Grandpa?
Don't insult me.
Oh, oh boy. Shit. Oh,
Joey
shit.
Castro says rival. That's a very powerful word. Fred Sofa says fluctuate. And Mike Perry says former. That's an odd one. Okay, former, rival, and fluctuate. Any of those?
I could tell you about a childhood rival of mine.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Does this involve the marching band?
No, settle down.
Wow. Wow. Way to shut down something that's...
Two of us need
is her information. You know what we don't need is you telling her not to tell it.
Two of us play the drums in this room.
Yeah. Two of us were...
Wait, what do you play? Besser?
Guitar poorly.
Yeah, okay.
And I play
a version of
Send in the Clowns on the piano by heart.
You play nothing. Anne of Green Gables when you're at your house alone
at
night.
Yeah, I do. You really burned me there.
Yeah.
Go ahead,
okay,
Lennon.
So,
nailed it.
Girl Scouts. We've already established I have trouble with authority, but...
True.
We were asked to bake a cake,
oh,
right?
Oh, God, this old...
Gem.
This old chestnut.
So I made a cream cheese pound cake. Perfect crust. I mean, it was the best.
Lennon is a phenomenal baker.
Okay. And this was all by myself in a terrible oven in my small
Because
Georgia
you were a latchkey
home.
Kid.
That's right.
Your mom wasn't home.
I used to make my own donuts, guys. Anyway,
is that a
Lennon
euphemism
recently,
for something?
Lennon recently said to me while we were out hanging out, she goes, why does California have all these weird donut places?
It does. Yum Yums, Mr. Tom's.
Yeah.
And Rant. I was like, I don't even
Grandma.
Know what you're talking about. I haven't noticed them. And she was like, now start noticing all the weird individual donut places there are. And there are a million.
Yeah, and they're all Asian.
Are they? I've never been in one.
Tell us, Jess. Wait, how do you know?
Because Mr. Yum Yums, that's like a Asian word. You can just
it
tell. It's like somebody whose English
so
is not their first language.
So you think yum yums in this sense is some sort of
Am I becoming
name?
The Carl Pilkington of this show?
Yes.
Who's Carl Pilkington?
You think
Pilkington?
It's someone's name instead of that they're yummy
Wait a minute, are
donuts?
We in the middle of a
no.
story? I forgot.
Yeah.
Go ahead,
We're
Lennon.
On
a,
yes.
Lennon, go
you
ahead.
Tell
so you
me
bake
who
the
Carl
cheesecake.
Pilkington is,
yeah,
so.
The guy from, you know, Ricky Gervais. Is, okay, go ahead.
Oh, okay. So, we turn in our cakes, and I get second place to a young woman whose parents own the town bakery.
Oh.
Come on now.
And I'm like, you gotta be kidding me, because you know she didn't cook that on her own.
No.
She didn't cook it in a normal, like,
wait, what'd she make?
Middle class oven.
No, she didn't.
Nope.
Because it was
I don't even
a
have
convection.
Any idea.
Some, you knew
like
she
a German
needed a
chocolate
convection
cake or something.
Oven or something.
Oh, no.
Insane. And I was like, you know what? I give up.
Now, Lennon,
I realize this Girl Scouts is never going to be fair. I'm not going to compete in anything else here because I don't have a fair shot.
And Lennon is an only child, so she has a very strong sense of self from a very young age. What did your parents say about this? Were they outraged?
I don't recall. They probably supported
it. Oh, see, I feel like this is one of those things that I bet you didn't even tell them happened. You just, like, stoically took it.
Of course I told them.
Oh, you did?
Lennon of course. I probably was in a bad mood for a week.
Oh.
Roberta, you're not eating any of your peas.
I don't feel like it.
Your mom says eat your peas. That means you have to eat your peas, young lady.
I don't have to do anything. I don't want to. You guys have
you know
told
what?
Me
we are
about
tired
ask, always asking questions.
Of this mood. You going to snap out of this?
Can you just give me a couple more days? At least till I see Shirley, my therapist.
She has a point. We want to validate her feelings, sweetheart.
It's okay to be upset that you didn't win.
But not to be a bummer around the house.
You're really...
Bumming everyone out.
That's the thing. Your mom and I are, for the most part, pretty great.
Yeah.
To you, but you're really harshing on what we're doing.
I'm sorry, guys. I don't feel any faith in the world anymore, and I kind of just want to give up, you know? Like,
maybe if
what's
we went
real?
Away. Maybe if your mom and I went out of town for a couple of days.
Left you home alone.
You figure it out. We get back. We get our groove back. Stella got her groove back, remember?
Love that film. That's a great idea. We've been talking about going to Palm Springs.
You think you'd like that? Ooh, hang on. Hello?
Hi, it's Father O'Connor.
Oh,
you
hey,
gave
Father.
Me a call.
Of course, of course. Come on
Has
in.
Has there been a death in the family? Do you need me to...
There's been a death of a good mood in here.
There, we had...
Oh, someone passed away and we're all in a bad mood.
No,
nope.
Someone's about to pass away.
I need, like, I need last rites for my science fair project.
We have a...
I'm confused. What's going on here?
An underperforming volcano is what we have on our hands.
It wasn't underperforming. It was literally the best one. The lava hit the ceiling.
Well,
that's a chemical reaction.
I'm sorry, folks. I'm a little confused. I only usually come around to houses if someone's about to die or if they have died.
A dream has died here, Father.
Yeah, that's, hope.
Hope has died here. Okay, so
let's see this project. I'll see what I can
it's
do.
It's right here on the dining room table.
It's been there for a week.
Oh, a baking soda and vinegar volcano? Is that what this is?
Absolutely. Science fair.
I didn't get the blue ribbon.
Didn't get the, but
you expected
got the
to
second
get,
place ribbon.
You expected to get a blue with the vinegar and baking soda volcano?
Yeah, well, look at the detail on the side of the lava and the tiny Hawaiians.
It's more
tiny
of an art
Hawaiian.
Project, and this is a science project.
Yeah, Father O'Connor has a point.
It
makes
an
a good point.
Point.
What did the winner do? I mean, it's only fair to put this in context.
Put different things of ice on Roy G. Biv to see which would melt faster.
On who?
Roy G. Biv. The,
is that
the
an Indian gentleman?
The colors
gentleman?
Of the rainbow?
I thought that was an Indian see, Indian guy in your
This
school.
Kind of ignorance is what I'm surrounded
Roy
by.
Roy G. Biv. Isn't
Patty,
that... I thought that was the
if you
Indian
don't know what
kid.
It is, if you don't know what it is, just don't speak so quickly about
I'm
it.
I'm just wondering
that's
if that was
you
your Indian
in, remember,
friend.
That's how you get yourself in trouble.
All right, guys. If no one's
well,
dead
I invited
or dying,
them to dinner.
Maybe,
I don't know why they didn't
Father,
accept.
I should leave. I suggest next year maybe do something on intelligent design. That's
this,
an interesting
well, okay. We don't
project.
Need. We don't need you to
don't
come
bring
in
your
here
politics into
bring
the house.
That into the thing, you know?
Yeah,
that's a good idea. What's that?
Oh, wait, no. Let's not get into this. We've gone to great lengths. I'm not even sure why we called a priest.
I don't... You know what? It was one of my snap decisions, my snap judgments.
All right, well, the Smiths across the street have a dead body in there.
Well,
so
you should have been
know,
there first.
They
why
know how to call a
first?
Priest.
Father O'Connor,
I thought
you
might have
stopped
one too.
There first.
You thought that you, but you know they have a dead body, so that is fact.
Goodbye.
See, you just really pissed
really,
him off.
I
really
pissed
got
him
angry
off.
At the end there.
Yeah, well, Roberta's bringing everyone down.
Roberta, you're in infectious mood.
Don't
give us
don't
high
put,
voice.
Don't
give us high voice. Roberta, Roberta, that is why we can't have a dog. That is why we can't have a dog. Because that voice gets too high.
And
it
would shatter
ears.
Its eardrums.
It's easy.
Do you think we should have another kid just to see if it's less annoying?
I love that song, though.
Crap on YouTube.
What you say we crap on YouTube? It's a new feature, folks. We've been doing it the last few weeks. We listen to a YouTube clip and do a scene off of that. So what do you got for us, Brett?
Okay, this one's called Werner Herzog on chickens.
Awesome.
Werner Herzog. His opinion on chickens?
Yeah.
Okay.
The enormity of their flat brain, the enormity of their stupidity is just overwhelming. You have to do yourself a favor when you're out in the countryside and you see chicken. Try to look a chicken in the eye with great intensity. And the intensity of stupidity that is looking back at you is just amazing. By the way, it's very easy to hypnotize a chicken. They're very prone to hypnosis. And in one or two films, I've actually shown that.
So we've got a couple of specials I could tell you about. The first special is a very stupid chicken.
How stupid? If you wouldn't mind me asking.
With... Yeah, sorry.
How the chicken was
the chicken
was
is,
it given any kind of schooling or any kind of
no. The chicken is locally. So we locally source all of our of our poultry, all of our game, everything. Mm-hmm. The chicken comes from a very stupid farm.
Is the farmer stupid?
The farmer is illiterate. We guarantee.
When you say it's stupid, I mean stupid for a chicken or compared to humans.
Oh, no, no. I mean, well, obviously, all chickens are stupid compared to humans. So this
That's my point, as I could go to a neighborhood Ralph's grocery store and get a
very smart chicken. You can get a very smart chicken.
Interesting. Oh, I was going to say, if they were all stupid, I'd just pick one out.
Stupid compared to humans.
Why am I paying $45 for this?
Because this is
Like, does this chicken, for instance, know the difference between a pig and a horse?
Not even remotely. This chicken doesn't recognize what's living and dead.
Well, I mean,
this
it's chicken dead now, so.
It is. But its brain function is the same as when it was alive.
Wow.
If that tells you anything.
So brain dead.
A lot of what we're interested in here is that intelligence, intelligence hardens the body in a way that makes something taste gamey and chewy, you know? Chewy.
I've always thought that Rachel Maddow seemed a little gamey. You know what I mean?
I don't know what you mean.
A little chewy.
Rachel Maddow?
Yeah.
The political correspondent?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Sure.
That's a good one, honey.
She seems really...
She seemed... Yeah, anyway. The chicken... I don't know. I guess I don't understand what that means.
You said intelligence makes.
So you think she's probably, because she's so smart, she's probably chewy?
You never thought that?
Is that kind of a political thing? We try not to talk politics in the restaurant.
Okay.
If that's cool. Okay. Only because, you know, it's just one of those things.
I'm just trying to get an idea of how dumb this chicken is.
Oh, the chicken really was.
Like all your chickens are this all or the one that's next up on the docket that we happen to get?
No, all of the chickens. I don't want to make it seem as though your chicken will be special. All the chickens that we serve here are guaranteed idiots.
But they're like not developmentally disabled.
Well,
because I'm not interested in eating
if
that.
There is. Okay, you're not interested in eating that because we do have off the menu items.
Like a secret special
menu? A secret menu that
is... If you say the right words or something.
That is animals that we sell, that we prepare, that are on the spectrum. You know? Really...
I want
like
an animal...
With crippled or just in the brain? Yeah,
if you'd like a...
Which translates
if you'd like a,
to
listen,
physical.
If you want a crippled pork chop, I can make you a crippled pork chop.
It's not
going to be on the menu.
I'd like a pig that's so dumb.
A whole pig, honey?
Well, think about it.
I want my pulled pork from a pig who's so dumb.
How dumb is he?
It thinks its tongue is a piece of meat.
And tries to eat
its own
tongue.
So it's trying to eat its own tongue all
well,
the time.
Well, a lot of our animals mistake their own bodies for food.
That's what I'm talking about.
It happens not just the tongue, which is the most obvious because it's already in the mouth.
Right.
I can certainly do that. I've got a turkey that ate half of its own wattle. I've got chickens.
Is that what it's called? I've got one of those.
You look beautiful, man.
Thank you. I have a question for you.
Of course.
Why aren't you wearing any pants? Would you like to join our marriage?
Okay. I'm going to answer the second question first.
Mm-hmm.
What would that entail in terms of? I'm assuming this is a three-way marriage with the three of you.
That's right.
Okay, so you're looking
queen,
for a fourth.
It's more of a queen bee scenario.
Oh, and who is the queen? The you're pointing.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to point to this woman just in case anybody was overhearing our conversation rather than watching the entire thing.
Mm-hmm.
How you pointed at the other woman.
Mm-hmm. My name is Hyacinth.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. It's a difficult name. Perhaps you forgot it.
Yeah.
So you're the queen bee?
Yes, she's never allowed to refer to me vocally.
Oh, wow.
She's only gestures at me physically or just begins sucking my puss.
Huh.
All right, that was the bonus. Did you like it? Do you like us? Give us a rating on iTunes. That always helps. Go to the forums. Why not? Buy a t-shirt. That's very supportive. See you later.
Music by Dragoon. This has been Matt Besser's Improv for Humans.
Earlobes. This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio, boom.com. The wolf dead.